God's Remedy for Emotional Exhaustion, a compilation.
What do you do if you're feeling emotionally exhausted? Elijah gives us a great model in 1 Kings 19:10. When Elijah was emotionally exhausted, God led him to do three things that helped him recover. And they're things that can help you recover too when you're at the end of your rope. Rest your body. In the world's most famous psalm, the Bible says this about God: He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sometimes God must make you lie down because you're unwilling to do it on your own. You can't be spiritually and emotionally strong while you're physically depleted. That's what happened to Elijah. God did not scold Elijah. God didn't say, "Come on, man, you're just having a pity party." He simply let Elijah sleep. 1 Kings 19:5 says, "Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep." Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do when you're emotionally exhausted is take a nap. Release your frustrations. Revealing your feelings is the beginning of healing. In 1 Kings 19:10, Elijah says this to God: "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." Elijah didn't hold anything back. He didn't filter his feelings. He told God his frustrations. Here's the point you can't miss about this verse: God isn't shocked when you complain to him. He'll listen to you until you run out of words. Let them all out. God can handle anything you throw at him. Remember and refocus on God. When you're emotionally exhausted and nearing burnout, you need to remember what God says and who He is. When you do that, you shift your eyes away from your problem and toward Jesus. You get a fresh awareness of God's power, presence, and personality. In 1 Kings 19, 11-13, God demonstrated His power firsthand to Elijah. The Lord showed him who was in control. When you're struggling through burnout, it's often because you're trying to play God and control everything. When you refocus on God, you realize He is in control. You can stop exerting your own control. If you're feeling burned out and emotionally exhausted, God hasn't forgotten you. Just like God did with Elijah, God stands ready and willing to help. From pastors.com. Sometimes you hear people talking about stress and burnout, or emotional burnout. What are they talking about? Long-term stress is exhausting and can have an awful impact on your day-to-day life. Life turns sour and dark, and you no longer enjoy things. This is burnout, too much stress over a long period of time. Burnout is exhaustion in its purest form. It's both physical exhaustion, mental exhaustion, and emotional exhaustion. When you are in burnout, you have nothing left. You are in survival mode, where life is happening to you. Signs of burnout include feeling exhausted and unable to perform basic tasks, losing motivation in many aspects of your life, including your work and friendships, feeling unable to focus or concentrate on tasks, feeling empty or lacking in emotion, losing your passion and drive, experiencing conflict in your relationships with coworkers, friends, and family, withdrawing emotionally from friends and family. Pastor Rick Warren says that people burn out because they try to control everything themselves. He calls it the Atlas Syndrome, where you live as if the whole world rests on your shoulders. It doesn't, and you can't live like that. You can't be the general manager of the whole world. Only God can do that, and you're not God to have to make it all work out. You're setting yourself up for burnout when you try to be general manager of the universe. This is a burden God never intended for you to carry. King David wrote Psalm 40 from the Old Testament at a very difficult time in his life. He was emotionally burned out because of his son's rebellion. Psalm 40 are his words of anguish, his cry to God for help. Lord, you listened and pulled me from a lonely pit full of mud and mire. You let me stand on a rock with my feet firm, and you gave me a new song, a song of praise to you. David was a mess. We all face times when it is hard to carry on. The stresses of life can be very hard to overcome. When we face emotional burnout, one of the things we tend to do is isolate ourselves. We think we are alone. We feel that no one cares. King David was facing one of the darkest moments of his life. I think this was worse than what Saul was doing to him, because this was coming from his son, whom David loved dearly. One of the things that David learned throughout his life was that he could count on God. God did not remove him or shield him from problems, but God was there to help him through it. David had learned the value of that one word, patience. He waited patiently on the Lord to help him. When we are hurting, we can cry out to the Lord because he hears us. The struggle we have many times is that we do not think God is listening to us, because we are not seeing the action and outcome we want in a given situation. David had gone from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. But God helped him get out of his rut and placed David in a position of victory. Instead of feeling burned out and in deep pain, God was able to give David a new song to sing. And you know what? He can do the same for you. Chris Witz. When a candle burns, it's mostly the wax, not the wick, that's burning. An oil lamp is the same. It must be the oil that burns, not the wick. If the wick burns without oil, it will be consumed quickly. Most of the wick must be deeply immersed in the oil, so only a small part of the wick is exposed to the air and flame. Sometimes we work too hard, trying to do everything ourselves, when we need to let Jesus do it through us. When we do the burning, we give off smoke and soot and burn out fast. But when we let the Lord's oil, the Holy Spirit, flow through us and do the burning, we last a long time. It is no longer I who burn, but Christ who burns in me. David Brantberg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.